How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of
Legends Only.
My name is T. Kyle.
And I'm Bradley.
And this is your weekly pop culture podcast where we talk about
Legends Only.
Little Miss Ponytail snapped this week.
She really did. She's taking over
the numbers
from Bikini Bottom to top of the charts.
Which actually, oh, we should add that in there. Speaking of Bikini Bottoms, because anyway, we're talking about Ariana Grande. I'll add that to the to the list of highlights.
Yeah.
So we are 1 week into Eternal Sunshine.
Yes, we are, and it's looking like this is going to come out right when we find out. But it's looking like she might debut at number one. With the song.
Deserved.
So deserved.
We can't be friends, except but we can be number one.
We can be number one, yeah. I am actually shocked by that. Not because the song isn't good, but because people don't have taste. So for that song to go number one, I'm like, oh.
Oh.
The girls are listening to that?
As they should.
As they should. It's but become a TikTok trend. Have you seen what they do with this?
Which, by the way, it's like banned from TikTok.
Yes.
Which... it's kind of wild that, like...
it's still performing.
We don't need
we don't
her.
Need
We're
going
to get into that, yeah. But...
yeah, it's... have you seen what the trend is, though? I'm sorry to everyone. I'm talking about TikTok already. But they play the song, and they're like, why I relate to this song. And then the next slide is, like, the sad text they got from their ex, the final text.
Oh.
They're just, like, exposing. They're very vulnerable.
So you could make, like, 15 reels.
I could literally send this to 50 fucking weeks with my screenshots. Except everyone's doing it to me, and it's just like, who's this? Deleted your number. Sorry, who is this? Yeah, so she is on track, I believe, to have the debut at number one, so which is great and deserved. I've been playing it nonstop.
It's so good.
It's so good. The album is so good. So she sprinkled something in that. I don't know what.
Bops.
Her little wand from Wicked, she put a little, I don't know, magic dust into this album. Yeah.
A splash of gay.
A little splash of gay. A little Frankie Grande.
1 ounce of Robin.
Yeah, she Shake infused it with Frankie's blood.
Yeah, it's looking like, I mean, when I wrote the number, it was over 56 million streams.
Crazy.
Globally. Oops. On Spotify, not sponsored.
Wow. Incredible. And in addition to the album, she also made an appearance on SNL, which I was just cracking open the Instagram of the guy who's been doing these visuals, Chris, the director. Have you been, do you follow?
Oh, of course.
Yes.
I dug into this whole set production.
Had to know. Yes.
Because who, again, I'm just going to announce this. Mm-hmm. If you are the person who did this or you know the person who did this, the production design on Ariana's SNL was so fucking good.
Mm-hmm.
The way that the bedroom, I thought it was a bedroom.
Yeah.
And then it pans back and all the waves.
Oh, the waves.
Titanic vibes.
The Titanic of it all.
Which I'm sorry to everyone that passed away in the Titanic. I'm not trying to like, you know,
yeah,
say that. But
thank
like,
you for saying that.
That's just what I thought.
Yeah.
And then all the water comes crashing in and I was shook.
That was incredible. I think she's just nailed both of the performances. And I didn't understand why she did Imperfect for You until I watched more of the interview with Zach Sang, I think it was. And she had said that was one of her favorites or her favorite. And I'm like, there you go. Because that's her getting in her Broadway bag a little bit.
Yeah.
So I'm like, of course.
Perform the one you love.
Yeah, perform the one you love, but then also the banger. Make them both, you know, go off on SNL. Yeah, she performed it. She did sort of like a sunset vibes, cornfield kind of look for Imperfect for You, which was stunning with the dress. Loved that. And then We Can't Be Friends was the TV scene and kind of like incorporating the music video, which she's been teasing as well all week on Instagram, doing the behind the scenes, her trying to blow out the candles, all of that. So we love.
I also loved the vocal on it.
Yeah.
It was different than the studio.
Deeper.
Yes.
Lower. I think this album's going to eat even more live because she's kind of restrained a little bit on the album. Not like on purpose, but like she can belt, obviously. So when she does it live, she'll probably go off a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, Bowen came to her defense, which makes me think that we really do have this whole story wrong.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. He also had a great moment with her on the show. Did you see their skit?
Yeah.
They got
Moulin Rouge.
They got to do Moulin Rouge.
I'm
and you
so
got
glad
to,
I finally watched it.
You
so
got
I got
to understand
the reference.
The reference when you just throw in random songs in a row. And you know they were just like, we need her to sing. We don't care what it is. Here you go. Have her be with Bowen. That was like a gay fantasy come to life. Perfect. Yeah, she's killing it.
Speaking of SNL.
Oh, yeah.
Ray has been announced.
Yes. Ray with Kristen Wiig as the
that
host,
is
which is like a dream.
Iconic.
I know. I'm so glad she's coming home. I cannot wait to see Kristen do this again. Like, bring out all the characters that you've done before. Like, I just want a big old... God, she was so incredible on SNL. So
Kristen Wiig's my favorite, I think.
It's going to be
amazing.
One of my
favorites ever.
And Ray is going to be incredible, and this will be great exposure for her because really, this sort of Ray renaissance has really kind of not hit America in any reasonable way. Her dance songs chart, but nobody's really knowing about the seven or however many Brit awards that she won and everything. So this will be good. Good exposure. I mean, this is a big make or break moment sometimes for artists. So I'm excited to see what she does.
Speaking of Kristen Wiig, actually, I think it's time for... We're early with this one in the episode, but it's time to jump into some
high fashion. So editorial.
Guys, this is awesome.
This is a billboard.
This is super high fashion.
Oh my God, that's so high fashion.
So high fashion.
Kristen Wiig on the cover of Variety.
Oh my God.
I love when a comedian goes cavant.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, you're so funny.
She's
and then,
like, chuckle it up, but also tits out.
You're a little cavant. You know, you know.
Oh my God. Yeah, she nailed this.
I'm sure you're real popular. Oh my God. It's so like, so she is coming out with the not sponsored. I think it's, we talked about it, the Apple TV Palm Beach.
Oh yes. Very excited about this.
Which I just cannot wait to see.
Yeah.
I hope there's improv.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see this series. I guess I'll have to figure out what Apple TV is before I tune in.
It's just another subscription service.
I know, but everyone talks about it. Like, apparently there's phenomenal programming, but no one knows about it and it isn't really promoted that well. So it's just like this incredible array of programming that nobody really talks about or knows.
Well, did you used to have like the box?
Oh, right. The Apple TV.
The little
thing.
Actual TV mini box.
Yeah.
It was cute.
She was cute.
But
yeah.
I would just watch like iTunes. My iTunes collection is outrageous.
You were just doing the music video programming.
Oh, the reality shows that I have.
Oh.
For all the shit that you guys give me for not watching movies, look at my reality TV
You're
collection.
Like, well, have you seen Bad Girls Club season 3?
Have you seen Mob Wives Chicago?
Right.
Have you seen Big Angie's spinoff?
Come to me when you've seen that.
Exactly.
And then I will watch Scream.
Yep.
Yeah, no, it's true. You have supplemented classic films with very niche reality seasons.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to see. But yes, the Oscars happened.
Congratulations, everybody.
Congratulations to everyone who has ever starred in a movie or made one.
Was it good?
It was.
I didn't watch it.
Fine. It was fairly surpriseless because of all of the wins that were leading up to this show were more or less like happening at every single show.
Got it.
So by the time it landed here, we were like, yeah, that checks out. Nothing was a big surprise. Oppenheimer won Best Picture. Emma Stone won for Poor Things, which I finally saw. And oh my God, I cannot believe so many people have seen that movie, that it's so mainstream. It is.
I've never heard of it.
Way more fucked up than I thought it was going to be in a very delightful way. Well, also a very sexual way. She went for it. I'll say that. It's kind of like Frankenstein meets The Handmaiden meets a little bit of Falling for Christmas. Because
I know that one. I'm like, yeah. I know who Frankenstein is.
I jokingly called it like X-rated Falling for Christmas. Frankenstein, Edward Scissorhands.
Oh.
It's a lot of things at once. Moulin Rouge, Best Little Whorehouse in Texas. I don't know.
Oh, what's that?
It's
that sounds up my alley.
Yeah, Dolly. It's just a lot of things at once. And I was just surprised that, yeah, it was.
Was it deserving of?
Yeah, her performance is crazy. It's she goes. There's a lot that she does in that. I will say that
work.
And also, it is like a fucked up Barbie. Actually, too, the messaging is actually not far from it's. You can do some interesting comparisons to Barbie. I can't really spoil any of the plot though, and I went in it pretty clueless. And wow. I don't know if you would like it. I think you would just be shook, but I would want your reaction to it.
Got it.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Again, like the main takeaway was like, oh, wow, a lot of people saw this. My aunt saw it with my cousin in the theater. And after I watched it, I was like, oh, no. Like that. They must have just sat there like,
horrified.
So, yes. And I asked, and they were. Their hands were over their faces.
Oh.
Yeah.
Now I'm intrigued.
Yeah.
Hmm. Sparks my curiosity.
Definitely.
Oh, which, by the way, speaking of my curiosity, I did find out what that Ethel Kane album was about.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did you listen to it?
I did. I actually kind of liked some of it.
Wow.
I was like, oh, wait a minute. This is moody.
You must love American Teenager. That's like the big, the pop bop of the album. Yeah.
But then I learned what it was about.
Oh, overall,
I'm
the album.
Like, oh.
Oh, yeah. There's lore. Okay. There's lore there.
Yeah.
Very disturbing lore.
Very like Midsommar vibes.
Yeah, a little
bit. Not my cup of tea.
Well, yeah. I do love a concept album.
Oh, yeah. Certainly a concept there.
There is a concept there.
The flavor.
The flavor.
So real.
Delicious.
Can't. Anyway, what else happened? Oh, Ariana went to the Oscars.
Yes. She did. I saw somebody rolled out of bed with a pink bed sheet and recreated the look. Like she forgot 5 minutes before she had to go to the Oscar. I liked the look. It was very poofy. Somebody said it would probably be better in an editorial spread than like wearing it out, but she loves a little poofiness.
Yeah, I like the what she's doing with Cynthia with the green and the pink.
Yeah.
We're really leaning into the branding here.
And we are so early into this.
Mm-hmm.
We've got till like November for the first movie. And then we've got a whole other movie.
I still think that's so clown that they split it.
I don't know. I can't even speak to it because I haven't seen it, which I know is sacrilege. But some people are confused how they're going to do that. But we'll see.
Yeah.
We shall see. But yes, there was a lot. John Cena naked also.
What was that?
It was like a stunt to be silly about costume design and stuff. His little diaper that he was wearing.
I don't want to be that person, but
uh-oh.
I just think about Janet Jackson.
Oh.
Shows a nipple and is like blacklisted for life, but these men can go out here. Well, I don't mind seeing it.
Right.
But
double standards, it's all over standard. The place. Oh, I know it.
Or if a drag queen came out, everyone would be like, oh, I don't want to see. Stop pushing your gay agenda on me, my kids.
Yep.
Shut the fuck up. Sorry.
We also had a dog who was clapping in the audience.
Oh, that was funny.
That was funny. I did live for that. I haven't seen Anatomy of a Fall yet, but apparently very realistic acting by the dog. The dog plays dead in the movie.
Dead?
Yeah. Like pretends to have an overdose.
The dog?
Yeah. Like,
on, like what? Kibbles and bits?
I think so, or something like that. Like, or has like something they shouldn't eat.
Oh, basically. Chocolate?
Yeah, something like that. Chocolat. But I think, she kind of stole the show a little bit. Yeah, what else happened? I'm Just Ken, which I did enjoy. I felt like the camera work wasn't great. I will say that. Because I don't think you noticed that it was actually the Kens from the movie until the very end, which is like a fun detail that you'd want to like see more of. I love the Gentlemen Prefer Blondes, and I love the, you know, the whole Marilyn Monroe of it. The kind of, I thought it was fun. And
Trisha,
you know,
Paytas
what?
Did that once in a music video.
Well, obviously.
So ahead of her time.
Madonna to Trisha. Yes, yeah. The pipeline. I thought it was fun, and I like that he acknowledged the ladies of Barbie. You know, he like played along with it. And honestly, he was built for this because he's from the Mickey Mouse Club and he's not about to let down his classmates. He knows that Brittany and Christina and Justin are all watching and he's not about to be the flop of the class. So he was born for that. We also had some great looks. We did have some looks that hit the carpet. Zendaya.
I mean, like every look has just been...
Love. Carey Mulligan, I really loved that sort of classic 50s look. Who was there as well? There were so many, actually. But honestly, the Vanity Fair party right after kind of outsells every time.
Oh, she totally outsells.
They get their tits out. They have fun.
Like, I don't understand why we can't just, like, be Kavant all night.
Right. Unless it's uncomfortable to wear, I suppose.
I think everyone tries to be, like,
buttoned
classy
up.
Classy and, like, you know.
Yeah. But,
and then they show a little slit down the leg for the after party.
Oh, my God.
Actually, maybe that makes it fun, like, because the contrast.
Yeah, it's like you let your hair down.
Highbrow and Kavant.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't mind it, but then it's like, oh, I wish people saw you in that one, though, because that's really it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, there were a lot of ones from the Vanity Fair that happened right after. Cardi B, my God, she's always killing it. Jessica Alba was, like, liquid dress. Like, so, she looked so good. Quinta Brunson serving, but you know, Beyonce kind of got ate up by
her own mother.
Her own mother, Mama Tina.
Tina's been cracking me up lately.
She has been taking up the spotlight. I'm so sorry, Beyonce.
Literally like the promo campaign.
And Kelly Rowland found a dressing room that fit that beautiful dress that she liked, apparently, because she came out and she looked incredible. But Kelly always delivers as well. Yeah, there were just a lot of great looks.
But then did you see at the Vanity Fair party and all the like all those accounts that are like literally iconic pop stars, my fate, like 2000s pop girlies. Lindsay Lohan, Paris Hilton, Nicole Richie, Kim Kardashian, all
there
at the same party. And the caption that I saw a lot of people posting was, I wish there was a photo.
It's crazy there wasn't. Somebody dropped the ball.
Yeah. At I mean, it's got to be hard. But
at this point, well, Lilo would probably be the biggest stretch, I think, to join the... But that would have been the cherry on top. Because I feel like we've had the Paris Nicole, we've had the Paris Kim... reconciliation photos, the like we're friends again photos, but for all four would be,
and we had Lindsay and Kim too, right?
Yeah, I believe so. It would just be really insane to have it all. Very pop culture died in 2009.
Oh,
very,
the best.
Yeah, we'll see. I don't know, maybe they've got more events because Lindsay's very booked and busy now, which I love. So we do have to watch Irish Wish.
We do. I am Irish.
Yes, and it is St. Patrick's Day.
Erin go bra.
Yes.
I say Erin go bra-less.
I was like Erin Brockovich.
Oh. Kiss me, I'm Irish. St. Patrick's Day is the worst holiday of the calendar year, by the way.
It is Santa Con on green steroids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wrote a tweet once and I still believe it. Something to the effect of St. Patrick's Day is the one day a year where everyone who peaked in high school puts on their best North Face and screams.
Actually, that's very disrespectful to my community, Murray Hill, where everyone is in finance wearing their zip-up vests.
North Face is kind of, speaking of high fashion,
Well,
it's not high fashion, I don't think, but it is fashion. I feel like everyone is wearing North Face now, like all the Gen Z girlies.
Really?
Yeah.
I have not seen this.
Oh, you'll notice
now. I'll notice, yeah.
Well, because there was a bunch of Gen Z girlies in the park the other day because I helped them with like photos. They wanted like a group picture.
And they were all wearing North Face?
They all had North Faces on.
Oh.
And they were using a digital camera that was like...
I have seen.
Mm-hmm.
The girls are breaking out their digital cameras.
Yeah.
Which to them is novel. They've never used it before.
She's like, oh, I got this on eBay. And I was like, oh.
But then we had a field day with Polaroids. So we did love our Polaroids.
New trend
alert.
Just so everyone knows, heard it here first.
Wait until they start making Facebook albums with those photos.
Meta. Ugh. Well, speaking of Lindsay Lohan.
Yes.
The Lohanissance is continuing.
Sure is. We've got a feature with Bustle and a self-interview video that is
genius.
Phenomenal. The referencing, the parent trap of it all, but also... the photo shoot, one of her best that she's done in this new era. She looks stunning in this photo shoot. The glasses, the glam of it all. It was a great article, and she's just so centered and at peace, but also like ready and thriving and willing to work. And we have hit the sweet spot with her. I would, of course, like her to get less silly roles, I guess. It could be interesting to see her take on a challenge in that way again, because these have been very more or less sort of
safe.
Softball kind of, like,
which I think is good. It's a soft landing.
Sure.
She's leading up to the Oscar.
Yes, exactly. We need I'm ready. I think I tell every actress to do, I want like a White Lotus or like a American Horror Story, like something that's like incorporating her into something more serious or funny, but like critically regarded, because I do think she can get an Emmy from that for sure. She can do an American Horror Story or a White Lotus or something of that nature. And I do think she could like do the award circuit. And that could be her step up to like the Oscar thing.
I'm so ready for it. I think her role will be like, it'll be dark. It'll be like,
I want that.
Yeah. Yeah. And she's going to pull from her past and her life experience.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a role that is just outstanding.
And then she was on Kelly.
Yeah.
Kelly straight up asked her, are you returning to music? And she's like,
yeah.
Maybe.
I sense a no.
I sensed a no, but...
not a never.
Yeah. And then in the self-interview, she asked herself, would you ever do music? And then that answer was more interesting. She said, if I took on a role that required it, I would do it.
A Star Is Born 2.
She should have.
Start writing it
well,
now.
Well, Bradley Cooper is going to come out and reveal that after Adele and Beyonce, he asked Lindsay Lohan and then settled on Gaga.
Burlesque 2.
Burlesque 2.
I want to be up there. I want to do that. She starts performing Rumors.
I would live for that. Hopefully. And maybe that was even a hint. Maybe she's reading a script right now that requires it. Like, I would live because, God, oh, that would be so good.
Oh, my God. Have Billy write her a song. Best original.
That is such a good idea. Oh, right. Congratulations to Billy and Phineas. Of
deserved.
Course. Very deserved. What Was I Made For? Won the Oscar. So now Billy has 2 Oscars, which is really insane. But deserved.
Deserved.
Yeah.
A good song is a good song.
A good song is a good song.
If you can make me cry, you deserve an Oscar.
Yes.
Although it's not really that hard anymore. It used to be.
I was going
to
say, there are certain things that have made you cry that maybe don't deserve Oscars. I'm trying to think now.
Actually, now that I'm thinking about it.
Didn't you tear up during Falling for Christmas?
Yeah.
Okay.
I did.
It deserved still.
I'm like, actually, wait a minute. Just kidding.
Wait, didn't you get emotional during J-Lo's movie?
That was for the after show. You can't say that in the main episode. That was supposed to... God damn it. You're right. I did cry during the fucking This Is Me Now.
Well, you know what? This is all deserved. They all deserve Oscars, so.
Well, whatever. It was the inner child moment, yeah. Okay? Now everyone knows. Oscar. Give it an Oscar.
Give it an Oscar.
Actually, wait. Speaking of Oscars, the best new song, I meant to ask you and I forgot to add it to the doc. Is the story about Diane Warren true?
Yes, that's what I have heard. Yes. It was like a trusted Hollywood insider.
Wait, okay.
Basically.
I can't unsee the video clip of like Mariah like
shoving her out of the way.
Her away.
And honestly, there was a
Diane Warren is a legend. All right, yes. Let's just set the She's written foundation some, here.
Matthew Bologna writes like a newsletter about what's happening in Hollywood. And he wrote about Diane Warren not winning for the 15th time in a row, the Susan Lucci of the best Oscar for best song. He wrote, what was Warren's fault, however, was the mini tantrum she threw after presenter Ariana Grande skipped the names and credits of all five best original song nominees before revealing What Was I Made For as the winner. According to two eyewitnesses, Warren was so pissed at not being mentioned there, she leapt from her seat and started running around the orchestra level looking for the Board of Governors members to complain to. Ava Longoria, director of Flame and Hot, saw the unfolding scene and bailed for the lobby.
First of all, and second of all...
Even better that somebody was so startled they ran away. I believe it is true. There's actually...
I'll give her some credit there. I do think it's weird that they don't announce nominees at an award show. You should at least do that.
Yeah, well, I mean, and then there was the... at the very end of the night, the ultimate flub when it was... did you see the thing with Al Pacino?
No.
Okay. Basically, he stole the show by... He came out and he was like... I guess he was supposed to read the nominees and all the names, but he just then was told not to or something. There was some miscommunication. So he opened and he goes, my eyes see Oppenheimer.
Oh.
And there's like...
Everyone's like...
sort of clapping because they're like, well, were your eyes right? Or this was like the second time now that somebody's named the best picture and they were like, respectfully, I don't know why we're allowing... people of a certain age to do this particular announcement because the last time we had it had the La La Land.
Says the Madonna fan. No, sorry, I'm joking. That's a joke.
When we had the La La Land debacle a few years ago as well, which was actually supposed to go to Moonlight.
Did they not have packages like on the screen?
They do, I believe. They play it after.
Oh.
Anyway. Where was I? So, Diane Warren, they actually had video of her also reacting to when Billy won for the James Bond theme, too.
And she was pissed.
She has deserved for certain songs in the past.
Stripped.
Yes.
Like, who needs an Oscar when you helped make the Stripped album? Like, let's be honest.
There was that one, somebody pointed out in the Discord, I think it was a Faith Hill song.
Where Are You Christmas?
Yeah.
Deserved.
Yes. Yeah, it was like There You'll Be by Faith Hill. Or there's other ones. But anyway. Yeah, 15 is a lot, though. That's embarrassing at a certain point.
Is it?
Embarrassing, like, to show up and, like...
Be mad.
Be mad, I guess.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
I thought you meant, like, it's embarrassing to be nominated for 15 Oscars. No, that's... I'm like, no, that's kind of iconic.
Iconic. I do have my personal gripes. I do feel like she is taking our queens and giving them horrible songs. I hated the Becky G song. I hated the Rita Ora song for the last few years. That they get nominated, they're terrible, cheesy songs, they don't win. It's like, it's not like it was even close. Like, that song was not going to win. I just need, yeah. I don't know. I have an ongoing beef, actually, with Diane Warren, because I also called her ass out because she subtweeted Beyonce with Renaissance when she was like, she was like, oh, 23 writers on a song. And I was like, you of all people should know about sampling and about like what that actually means. And that it wasn't actually 23 writers in a room.
Wow. Bitch. Eat her up. Eat her up.
So anyway, I guess I fucking hate Diane Warren.
What is this term? Pack it up, Ghislaine. What was that one tweet? Oh, that's the other thing that... She's iconic. We're gonna get a fucking cease and desist from her now.
Yeah, we are.
God.
But, you know, at the end of the day, wrote Unbreak My Heart for Tony, so I can never shave too hard.
Like, you're a legend, relax.
That should be my mantra when I do, like, meditation. Oh. You're a legend, relax.
Anyway. You know what I almost just quoted right there?
Oh.
I almost said, just breathe, because it's been stuck in my head.
Oh.
But Angela passed away.
Yes.
Sorry to, like, take the mood down.
I know. Angela McCluskey, rest in peace. Love, love, love the songwriter, singer, sadly passed away from Telepop Music. And, of course, Morgan Page, In the Air.
In the Air.
Yeah. Yeah. That was really sad
news. Some of you younger ones may know, Azalea Banks sampled that song.
Oh, right. Yeah, that was sad news this week. We did skip something about the Oscars. There was another party. Miss Madonna has a annual party with Guy Osiri, her manager, and it's called The Party. And famously, you're not allowed to bring in, there's no recording devices. It's very secretive. It's A-list only. Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift were there.
At Madonna's party? Yes. Wow.
Yes. I have heard that Kylie stopped by as well.
Jenner?
Please, not on this house. That Kylie Minogue was there, which means that
Is this in LA?
Yeah.
Oh.
At some point, all of our queens of pop were just gallivanting around. And then she revealed some photos of herself holding signs that were like, I think she was going mute during most of the party because she's on vocal rest for the tour. So I think she was like holding up signs during the party, probably telling everyone like, hi.
Hey.
Yeah. She was dressed iconically in the outfit she breaks out once a decade from Reinvention Tour 2004, her Marie Antoinette sort of inspired look.
Literally, I text you, I was like, oh my God, Madonna Antoinette. And you were like, this is from 2004. And I was like, oh.
She listened to the pod, but she might have.
Literally, I'm like, oh my God, our impact.
It's so funny that she just broke out the promo wig from like the poster and then the outfit that she wears at the opening of the show. Just breaks out. It literally would be like Britney breaking out the circus ringleader outfit, which she should do.
Oh.
Just like twirl around in that.
Yeah.
That would be so good. But yeah, Madonna looked amazing in that outfit. They have a professional photographer who takes like very cool photos as well from there. And yeah, it's all very secretive, big Hollywood shit, but.
Wow.
Yeah.
Elusive.
Very.
I really want to see someone bust out a vintage Britney look.
I know.
Miley needs to wear the Versace.
The mermaid dress.
Mermaid dress.
Yes.
She would look good in everything. Yeah. But like that dress on Miley.
Good idea.
Would be, if any stylists are out there, make it happen.
Well.
Or Tyla would look good in it.
Ooh.
Who else? Kylie Jenner would look good in it.
How dare you?
You would be raging though. Kylie Minogue would look good in it. I mean, who wouldn't?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, speaking of Madonna, the Celebration Tour continues. And speaking of looking good, she had a couple more guests, including Miss Cardi B, who looked so good and had so much fun.
She just looked like she was having a blast.
There's footage of her. There's footage of her like lip syncing the full Vogue before she got on stage. Like, true fan. She has spoken about Madonna a lot. No surprise that she was down to do this and got up there and bent over and did all the things during the Vogue.
I wonder if she'll be in the DVD.
Oh, maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe. Yeah. I think it moved to Palm Springs after LA. I'm not sure where it is now, but yeah, I might be chasing her in 2 weeks. I'm still like 50-50 on it, but I think I'm going to go to Miami. Wonder who a guest would be down there. Like Gloria Estefan or something.
Could be anyone.
It could be anyone.
Shakira. A lot of dance music is like huge down there now.
I know. If it's John Summit, you're going to be so mad.
Oh my God. Who? As Adele said.
Oh my God, I was living for that clip. I was like, wow.
I need to know the so there's a clip from Adele, like Weekends with Adele in Vegas, and it's just fans being like, John Summit, John. And she's like, who? Who? John Summit.
Who? Who? John the Summit. Oh, DJ. That's not my world, DJ.
Don't know who that is.
A DJ.
A DJ.
Not really my world. But it is, kind of. Like, whether she likes it or not, like, I'll never forget the days of going to the Ritz and having those blasts of the fucking what air blasts in my face to, like, Rolling in the Deep high energy remixes. So many Adele remixes in my day.
Whoever those girls were, Taste.
Yeah. I have no idea why they'd be shouting that. That's so funny.
Yeah, that's the context.
Like, how, like, could it be? Yeah.
Did she ask, like, who should I work with?
Or, like, who's in town? Like, who's also performing? What shows have you seen? Yeah.
Let's go to the pool party, love.
Maybe she said, she was like, oh, have you guys, you know, what other Vegas things have you done here?
Because
maybe he's
doing
a thing there. That's my guess.
A residency.
So random.
I know. I got my Dom Dala tickets.
Oh, right. Yeah. You're going to be going to Queens.
Forest Hills.
At a reasonable hour.
Dom Dala.
Yeah.
I love that. I'm sorry. Like, out by 10.
Yeah.
Great.
Glorious.
Anywho, where do we go from here?
I guess we should go on our phones.
Oh, we should. It's time for a little
TikTok talk. While we can.
Get a good lawyer.
It's not going to happen, I don't think.
I don't think either, but it is interesting that it has moved forward.
Yeah.
The House has voted.
The House of Representatives, which, for all of our international listeners, aren't you lucky? Bills start in the House of Representatives, and then they move on over to the Senate, and then they move to the desk of the presidency. But anyway, they voted to ban TikTok.
Well, they voted to tell ByteDance to sell.
Right.
Or else they'll ban it in 6 months.
Right.
Many of them seem very confident that that's what's going to happen. And, you know, representatives on TikTok have said that's what's going to happen. Mark Cuban has said he will buy it if they don't, which is interesting. So at least one crazy billionaire is already like, I'll grab it.
I think it'll make it to that point.
And yeah.
It's going to be, people are going to be offering a lot of money for that.
Yeah. So, yeah, somebody will probably grab it if they do indeed sell it.
Yeah.
It is crazy, though. It's such...
It's madness. But I don't think it will... Because essentially what has to happen next is it has to go to the Senate, where I think it's going to face issues. I don't know if it'll make it out.
Mm-hmm.
Then it goes to the desk of the presidency, which I don't know if he's going to... He would.
I think he said he would.
But then after that, there could be lawsuits filed by it would go into litigation again. So
I think people would sue.
Yeah. I don't think it's going to happen this year.
No, because even if it does pass, the bill, I guess, says that it has 6 months to sell.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
I don't know. The lawyer that I get my news from said that there are legitimate safety concerns, but it's being hitting the news and the headlines are all very clickbaity and not fully giving everyone the scope.
Right.
As a headline normally does.
As one does. Well, while we still have it, we've been delighted to see certain things on there in the past
week. Oh, it's been a good week.
It's been a good week.
She's back. The FYP is back.
She is back. Perhaps because of the panic of the TikTok ban, the girls have lost it, including at your local Trader Joe's.
This is... I saw someone. I went on a walk yesterday, and I saw them with the bag, and I wanted to say to them, do you know how much you could sell this for?
Did you rip it from their hands?
You should imagine. Give me that.
He's got my bag. The new Stanley Cup is a very boring, basic Trader Joe's tote, canvas tote.
There is a difference between reusable grocery bag, with the handles that fall off if you put too much in. Been there. And the canvas bags, which will last a lifetime.
This is at least, I can say, durable quality. Not that the Stanley Cup wasn't. And it is also, I think, super cheap.
Yeah.
I think I see a sign on this that says $2.99 or something. But the panic is what has me surprised. Why? I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know.
Edgy and cool to go to Trader Joe's?
I just think people are not well, and so they're putting their faith and hopes and dreams into products like the Stanley Cup. And,
trying to make a new trend.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah. It's...
Trader Joe's used to have these hash browns that were so good. I used to go back in college.
Yeah.
Ugh, the flavor.
I do love me a Trader Joe's, and I love the food there. I'm not, you know, I'm not going to knock Trader Joe's. I just think, and so there's been videos surfacing of people circling like hungry sharks, and we'll get to sharks later, with some chum in the water, and it's a tote bag. And I have seen people comment, and they're like, the Stanley Cups are already at Goodwill. Like, this is going to end up right there, too.
It was such a clown trend.
Crazy.
What should we make trendy?
I know, it can really be anything. What about, we should bring back those carabiner, like, key thing. You know how they used to, like, hang it from your...
Oh, my God, in the belt loop?
Belt loop.
Oh,
for when you go climbing.
And it used to just, like, dangle.
Yeah.
Oh.
We should bring that back.
I love my new crossbody bag.
Yeah, but that's like something that makes sense and is practical.
Yeah.
And to a degree, this bag is too. It's really just the panic that gets me. And a shout out to anyone who is listening who also it was in a panic at your local Trader Joe's. Hope you got your bag.
And if you did, go look at eBay because people will spend money on it.
Yeah.
Aren't they selling for like a lot?
I think so. And it's probably going to be like 2 weeks tops, you know, like Beanie Babies. So like get it while you can.
Oh, Beanie Babies.
I still have my Princess Di in a protective case somewhere.
Oh, mm-hmm. Oh, more on the royal family.
More on the later.
Later. Wow. Well, we also have the Luannaissance is continuing as well.
Sure is. And she's got her open toes on because she's so over it with Kat McPhee.
Twin.
Where have you been?
I didn't see it until this TikTok. Clip. And I was like, holy shit.
I guess I see it.
I see it.
Yeah.
If you gave Catherine McPhee a little more wave, your hair is really looking a lot like mine, you know?
What's I going guess on? I
you got
see
the
it.
Same hair.
Yeah.
Very similar.
Well, quite a compliment.
She
Kat
doesn't
McPhee.
Have She does not have the vocal range that Luann does.
She doesn't. But she did have a TikTok moment with her. So that's an interesting and random thing that happened.
Is Kat McPhee still married to...
David Foster.
We need David Foster to write Luann an Oscar best original.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We do. Cabaret for Burlesque too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I should probably just send her a DM. She'll probably ignore it, though. I made this beat inspired by Paris.
Oh, speaking of, you can now turn off read receipts on Instagram.
Are they always on?
They're automatically on. So now it says delivered in red. Now it's off.
Oh.
If you want it to be. And I immediately turn that shit off.
I think...
Oh. I don't want them to know I read the message.
Yeah, no.
It's delightful now.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well... I made a beat inspired by Paris that's like very deep house.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I want Luann to do a spoken word.
Oh my God. Over please it. Make it happen. Or at least just book the cameo and just have her say it.
It's shake your tits in French.
Okay.
Sounds so really good.
So we are expanding the tit discography.
Secouti son.
Okay. Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah. But like spoken and like, you know. Mm-hmm. that tone. Okay.
Oh, but yeah,
just
so easy
a really just like spoken word where everyone's like, I don't know what the fuck she's saying, but like, mm-hmm. you know.
Mm-hmm.
But then when you look into it, it's like, yeah.
I think it's doable. Slide into the DMs. She might have turned the read receipts off too, but still try it.
She's in Long Island tonight.
Oh my God.
The cabaret.
Fuck Mary Kill?
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when she swings by, we can ask her.
Well, but my favorite TikTok of the week, we got a lot of DMs. Did you get a lot of DMs about this?
I got a shocking amount of this sent to me.
I got so many DMs about this.
I think it's because it's a real amalgamation of all of our things at once. Yeah.
We will include this on the Instagram carousel. And
for
when
sure.
you see this, you'll be like, oh, I get it.
Yeah.
Mascot of the pod.
Yeah.
Vibes. So Cosmo... Queen of Melrose.
Yes. Did you do any deep diving into who this person is?
Yes.
Okay.
So they own 3 stores in LA.
Chic.
They do costuming and styling. We need cameras.
Yeah.
I'm telling everyone, if you are a reality TV show caster.
Oh, yeah.
You need to look into Cosmo, Queen of Melrose. There is something here.
There is.
There is something here. Goes viral with this TikTok about... their experience at the Madonna concert.
Uh-huh.
and parking.
Personality can be best described as Big Ange meets Bebe Rexha meets Bruce Valanche.
Yeah, literally.
Literally.
What's up, Cosmo?
Oh my God, so we're here at the Madonna concert. Okay, here we are at Madonna. Okay, $80 to park the car like 10 blocks away. So I just got my cardio. I need an oxygen tank and a cigarette at the same time. Then they say no bags. Now, is this a big bag, guys? Come on. It is. But these girls have little bags, and look, check them in, no bags. They said you have to have a clear bag. When was the last time you worked at Macy's, bitches? I can't. I just want to see Madonna.
Ask Madonna what's up. Like,
what's Madonna, what is going on? You owe me a t-shirt, bitch. And a lap dance. Yes. I'm excited.
The hair is like BB from like 2016?
Yeah.
17? Like when she had the, it was like the part with the, if you know, you know.
Yes. If you've been a Rexar, you know.
Yes.
Yeah, if they had a baby, this is Cosmo, who was complaining about bag policy outside of Celebration Tour. Very amusing.
And had to like walk back to the car and then come back.
Yeah.
She's like, I need an oxygen tank and a cigarette at the same time. I'm obsessed with Cosmo.
I also feel like a remix could happen out of something Cosmo does or says.
Yeah, there's something here. We need more people to be aware of Cosmo. Yep. And then... because fairly new to TikTok, I like dug in, okay. And there's not a lot, but then this one took off.
Yeah.
You know, one viral trend is all it takes.
One kiss is all it takes.
Yeah.
One viral trend. I know. All right. Well, stay tuned for more on Cosmo.
Because I also think, too, like with Big Ange Essence happening on TikTok, because again, like we've said, Gen Z's always 10 years behind.
Yeah.
Which I'm fine with. But yeah, I feel like there's something that will help lift Cosmo.
Well, you never know, because 10 years later, it's good old Carly Jenner.
Good old Carly Jenner lip kit, honey.
Truly 8 years later, has leaned in finally. Maybe she's acknowledged before, but...
she's acknowledged slightly before.
Yeah, but one of your 30 Days of Bops anthems, Three Strikes by Terror Jr.,
shout out to all of our supporters over on patreon.com/legends. I'm trying to do it at the beat. Legends only.
Only.
We did a series in December called 31 Days of Bops, where we, for 31 days, we counted down bops.
Yeah, there's a concept there.
And this is one of my picks. It's Three Strikes by Terror Jr. Bops that deserve justice.
Yes.
And Kylie Jenner did a video with this because it was trending again.
Yes. So the rumor in 2016 was that Kylie Jenner was the secret lead vocalist of Terror Jr. And while that has been debunked, some people still hold tight to it. And so she knew what she was doing by lipping to this song with her good old Kylie Jenner lip kit.
Isn't her thing called Cosmo? Cosmic or something?
The lip kit?
No, the new... because she did that new party that was like I think it's Cosmo or Cosmic.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Yeah, there was some kind of like galaxy thing.
Oh, well, it all ties together. But yeah, she promoted, and those who know for sure. That was a fun little reference.
One of the producers of Terror Jr. follows me. I'm very honored.
Well, let's link up in the studio.
Someone invite me.
You have to invite yourself.
I know. Yeah, fine. All right.
Slide into the DMs.
Hey.
Yeah.
I tagged and he liked it and he sent me a DM.
I invite myself to people's houses all the time.
You do?
You sure do.
I need like to get better at that. I'm so bad at it.
You do.
Like, because I'm so blunt that like I'll slide in your DMs and I just want to be like rage on my ass.
Yeah.
But that's so, like, you wouldn't just barge in someone's house and say that.
No.
Some people would, though.
Some people would.
Ugh, I'm so bad at that.
Well, work on it.
I'm trying. Anyway.
The worst you get is a no and a block and a TikTok video about you.
Anyway, this song is a bop, and I'm just glad that it's getting more justice.
Absolutely.
Well, speaking of music, before we get into the new music of the week, we have some announcements about some of the girls.
The girls are announcing.
Yeah,
girls are releasing and announcing. Yeah, we're in full swing of this March Madness, and I have to say, it is delivering. And we're getting
it is.
It is.
I was like overwhelmed and like, oh my God, I'm gonna quit everything because this is too much.
Oh,
I handle the pressure.
Oh, thank you. I feel the same way.
Did you want to quit?
I want to quit. And also, I went to therapy.
Sorry,
and was talking about
everyone's like, no.
Yeah, yes. when there's actually too much going on, I feel like a failure and a flop because I cannot. I don't feel like I can cover everything well, and I feel like there's too much to process.
And then I get nervous if, like, if I don't like it, and then I have to be honest, I'm going to get dragged again.
There's too much content. Yeah, there's just, yeah.
But no, March Madness is, beware of the Ides of March or whatever they say.
Uh-huh, yeah.
They're slaying.
They're slaying, I know. And it's like one a week is like a real heavy hitter, and it's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot happening. But yeah, we've got some announcements. You know, we're about 2 weeks away from Miss Beyoncé's album. She's been fairly quiet, however, her songs have not. Texas Hold'em, I think, is on track or is her longest number one in the UK, which is shocking, crazy. And then 16 Carriages. So these songs have been doing a lot of the heavy lifting for the promo. But she did finally go, all right, fine, I'll show you the album title and the album cover, maybe.
I don't think it is.
I don't think. Maybe it was a promo photo.
Yeah.
But we did get a, what do you call it when you put on the horse? Saddle. Renee is missing for now, but I do feel she'll be back.
I hope she's back.
She's definitely going to be in her like thoroughbred, back to basics sort of, no disco ball. She's just going to be in her Joanne era for sure.
Did you see the person who made the 3D rooster?
Yes, I did.
That looked like Renee.
Yes, I did.
So I wish that she would just do that.
I wish too, but it's not looking like there's gonna be any disco for this one around. It's gonna
be, but there is a hint of it because like on the saddle it looks like it was stained with a little bit of metallic paint.
Oh,
it's like very subtle, like it's on the bottom of the almost like it was, you know, kind of splattered.
Well, I do love a through line through the three projects, so that would be cool if that is the case, because yeah, we're still figuring out what exactly it's all going to be, this whole thing. Because we first there were rumors that it was, you know, Act 1, Act 2, Act 3, but they were all called Renaissance. Now we know that's definitely not the case. So Act 2 is called Cowboy Carter, which at first...
So it's Act 1 Renaissance.
Yes.
Act 2 Cowboy Carter.
Yes.
Okay. And then it's all part of the Renaissance trilogy.
No, I don't even think it's a Renaissance trilogy. I think it's Act 1, Act 2, Act 3, but I don't know what this trilogy is called. I don't know, though. I truly don't. But there is an account on TikTok, while it lasts, that has explained Cowboy Carter. Because at first you go, okay, Carter, like keeping in the family name. But of course there's a meaning with Beyoncé.
It's a smart play on words, though.
Yeah, of course.
Meaning.
I think the TikTok user's name is Jesus Christ, which iconic.
Slay. Hope that's a single title.
Yes. She explained actually that there was a family in way back in country music that basically they would go around and get melodies and songs from black singer-songwriter performers or just people in the neighborhood, whatever. She breaks it down much better. But basically, this ties into the overarching mission statement of this Act 1, Act 2, Act 3. Which is sort of reclaiming and reintroducing us or introducing us to the lesser known acts that maybe their work was taken from them and popularized by somebody else, or just what the roots of this music is. So I really liked this explanation because you go, oh, you never know. And like even one of the, there's even more to it. Like one of the guitar riffs is apparently named after Etta Baker. And it's featured in Texas Hold'em or 16 Carriages. Basically, like everything she's doing has like a link to the actual roots of this music that are like less commonly known. And I feel like it's very similar to Renaissance in that way of bringing up black performers, singers, songwriters, and reclaiming and providing a renaissance for these performers. So basically, Cowboy Carter probably has a lot deeper meaning than just being, you know, Beyoncé Knowles Carter.
Right.
It has double meaning. So it's pretty cool, actually. And I'm excited for her to finally give us the the, remember she gave us like the explanation for Renaissance eventually, mm-hmm. and then we learned about Uncle Johnny and all how that was tied into it. So I'm excited for when we get that explanation post from her, basically.
Yeah, I'm really curious what she's going to do with this. If we'll get tour or some kind of doc or visual album or one-off performance, Sphere residency.
Mm-hmm. And so in addition, we also got the vinyl variants. We got the different looks. She's got the cowboy hat. She got one with a snake. Blonde, giving very Dolly kind of look. Beads in the hair. Like, she's got four different looks, I think, from the vinyl variants. We're going to have to see what it all leads to. We're pretty close to it, actually. March 29th. I'm excited. Obviously, she's going to deliver.
Yeah, the songs are doing numbers.
The songs are doing phenomenal.
DJ Lena played. Oh. I went to Cafeteria this weekend to go see DJ Lena, a legend.
Yeah.
She played a remix of Texas Hold'em, and the entire restaurant went off.
Yeah.
And I was like, there you go. That's it.
This is becoming a local favorite.
Yeah.
Like, people know this. It was a TikTok hit instantly. You see all these, like, people dancing to it. It's happening.
I wonder what that... Remember that girl from that video who, like... beat that mom up in the
porta potty Morgan Wallen porta potty
with the boots.
I bet she likes
I wonder if
song.
She likes Texas Hold'em.
I bet she does. I'm guessing. Yeah, but this kind of also feels like the strategy, because Break My Soul also shot straight up, and then Renaissance came, and then we got Texas Hold'em. So it does feel like it's going to be that. And then hopefully, if it is true and we get this sort of third Prince, Tina Turner rock album, that will make me combust. And I do think that the horse will turn into a motorcycle.
Oh, interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
If I don't know, though, because Gaga already did that.
Yeah, but...
Oh, like she'll be like a rock chick, like in our Harley.
Yeah, not so much that it's like her face on the motorcycle. But
got
like,
it, got it, got
yeah,
it.
I mean, like...
The mode of transportation will go from...
Yes.
Disco
yes.
ball horse
yes.
to... actual horse with a saddle
to
motorcycle.
Motorcycle with horsepower.
Oh.
Yeah.
Beyonce Davidson.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
She could call part three, because I'm trying to think of like, could you call it Queen?
Yeah, you could.
You could.
Yeah.
I wonder if she'll play off something with Tina.
Right. We'll have to see.
She could call it Miss Tina. And dedicate it to like her mother, but would also be
interesting.
You know, a nod.
Yes. Who knows? But I do. I'm might be getting my hopes up a little bit. I've heard blues, jazz, rock, all sort of thrown out there. We'll see. But I do think that will be Act Three. I'm definitely off the. Although I would love it to be true, I'm definitely off the reunion train as far as Act Three. I do
Same.
Think this is sonically.
This feels like a.
It's a project.
Project.
Yeah. But I do think that would follow. Something joyous with the girls would be delightful.
I hope.
We'll see. But speaking of Texas Hold'em, you also had a hand in Texas Hold'em.
Oh my God, I did a remix.
Yes.
I was nervous about it because, you know, Parkwood, she's very good with the copyright strikes.
Yeah, she is.
But I remixed Texas Hold'em into a piano house tit shaker. I'm really proud of it.
The art is so good, too. Oh, beyond the song, the art is so good.
I color flipped it.
It's really good.
I wanted to give it, you know, like a oomph.
Yes.
But it is on YouTube.
Check it out.
And it's also on Bandcamp as well, if you would like to support.
Mm-hmm.
Three people bought it. Thank you.
Slay.
That actually, like, means a lot.
Yeah.
Because you're like, oh, my God, here's my money. I'm like, I'm going to buy that song. And I'm like, oh, my God. But yeah.
Love.
Anyway.
So we have Cowboy Carter, and then we have another announcement. Somebody, they didn't go to Bikini Bottom, but they went to Amity Island because Miss Peep has shaken me to my core. Maybe I inspired her, I don't know, by being a Jaws stan with eternal optimism.
Disclaimer, everybody. So we are about to embark on a conversation with the completely wrong album title. For the next couple of minutes.
We've got Ariana on the brain, and we're calling it Eternal Optimism and Endless Optimism. It's called Radical Optimism.
Whatever.
Eternal Optimism featuring a shark on this album cover, which I am obsessed with. I mean, that was kind of going to be obvious, but I'm just obsessed with the actual framing of the shot. she's sort of like off on the side a little bit, and the shark fin. It's just like an interesting artistic visual shot.
Yeah, the cover is genius.
It's like a still from a shark movie.
Yeah.
It's actually giving me Deep Blue Sea, and I am mad she didn't call it Deep Blue Peep. you know, it's fine. She missed that one, but yeah. I've said it before. I'm like a huge shark movie stan, huge Jaws stan, so this obviously has it's delighted me, and it's very unexpected because we've gone from hypnotic kaleidoscope.
Yeah.
Changed all the album covers to be a kaleidoscope. Then
black, white, red, magenta.
Black, white, red, yes.
And now
performances have been sort of like leather rocky kind of.
Yeah.
And then Houdini Madonna hung up video. And then training season, million men dancers, and now we're in the sea.
Yeah. creative visual cohesion. Not there at all.
No, I do like the overall packaging for the album as it stands itself. Right. But like as the era goes, it's like...
The eras, we're not...
She's had
what's
some,
happening.
Yeah.
Which I will say, because I was thinking about this from like, you know, a creative standpoint.
Uh-huh.
I think it goes back to like the Dua problem.
Mm-hmm.
What I feel like we have like, it's like a saying here. The Dua problem, that's not actually a problem.
Yeah.
The locals are still listening to Dance the Night.
Mm-hmm.
They're catching on to Houdini.
Yes.
By the time they make it to May 3rd and this album comes out,
mm-hmm.
they're going to be listening to Training Season.
Right.
So it's almost like she's kind of, it's like a singles artist who still releases like a traditional pop girly.
Mm-hmm.
So it's almost like the cohesion doesn't even really need to be there.
No.
But we just look at it through like the lens of eras because that's, you know, we're old.
Yeah.
But yeah.
We're definitely like.
But I love the shark cover. Is so fucking good because it's, to me, it's just, it's like blissful. And she's also looking at the shark like she doesn't give a shit.
Mm-hmm.
I would have done, what I would have loved here, the magenta, because I get shit for teasing Dua,
mm-hmm.
but I tease because I see the potential there and she's the biggest pop girly, arguably, right now. So mm-hmm. it's fine. The red, she could have done something with like blood in the water, like in the video, getting attacked by the shark, but like she's indestructible.
Oh, you know I would have lived, yeah.
And I also thought of the Training Season video where, like, Houdini, where they're all the dancers are circling her, but she's just standing there. You could have, like,
panned
flashed
to, like,
almost like
sharks circling
are circling her, but then is it her dancers or is it sharks?
Uh-huh.
Are they trying to get her? Like, or are they helping her?
Mm.
Like, really play into, and, like, that color red is so beautiful against the color teal.
Yep.
That's how you connect it.
Yes.
Make her hair wet. Like the Training Season cover on like the pole.
Yep.
If she was wet, instant connection.
She could have been hanging over the water.
Over the water.
Fin.
Oh, like hello.
Absolutely.
But yeah, I
100%
need something
agree.
With like, and like you could play off like the red and the hair like dripping out. Is it blood or is
Houdini
it the dye?
Houdini could have been her locked in when he used to do the escape routines in the water.
In a shark cage.
Ah.
With like an anchor tied to her.
Yes.
But it's so
something
there.
It's so there. But I do love that eternal optimism is showing her carefree
yes.
with a shark. That yes, I get mm-hmm. that. Got it.
It could symbolize so many things.
Totally.
It could symbolize the stans who make fun of her.
Right.
It could symbolize, you know, the other girls.
Could. She's had a shakeup from management to her father. She's like some things have shifted in her professional life, so. And the dating scene, she's got a new man after going through Training Season. So, you know, I get it. I'm into it. I feel definitely, yes, there could have been a through line that would have been made it even tighter for sure.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, it's going to be a Dua Lipa album with bops. And it's just going to be like bops.
Exactly.
Which I'm fine with.
But and it was kind of like, okay, she went on vacation and someone just had a Canon camera. You know what I mean?
Ultimately,
but like,
she was like, this is what I'm doing on vacation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which works.
It does work.
But like,
she owns being vacation queen. Yeah.
Let's play into the shark a little bit more.
Yes. And, you know, I'm holding out on the vinyl variants because already there's a million of those because I'm like, one of them is going to be a blood splatter vinyl and it hasn't come yet. And I'm going to be pissed that I didn't get that one.
Can I say something about I have something to say.
Yeah.
Beyonce.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. I'm not scared. And Dua.
Yeah.
And Ariana.
And well, most and of everyone. All, Taylor.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, first, let me ask a question before I say what I want to say. When I say I buy variant number one, mm-hmm. and I open the sleeve, does variant number one come with like a photo of 2, 3, and 4? No.
No.
Okay, that pisses me off.
Yeah. You got to collect them all to have that.
Okay.
That's the reason.
Here, I'm going to say this. Mm-hmm. If you're going to charge $40 a vinyl times 4, yeah. and then your concert is $400, mm-hmm. what we need to like, give me a variant with a booklet inside that has the entirety of the album campaign in it. Mm-hmm. I open up my Circus album. It has a poster. Mm-hmm. It has every, you flip through that, the photo on the bed, the cake, the clowns, the tightrope, everything is in that album book.
Yeah.
And yeah. The variant is buying the European version or buying the Japanese edition.
Yes.
We got to stop with this, like, I've had it. Yeah, yeah. And the only reason why I've had it is because the ticket prices are, everyone's broke. I want an album book. I want a vinyl book. I want the artwork from the entire campaign and every single variant.
I do think you get like the same insides. It's the color of the vinyl changes. And then sometimes in Taylor's case, it's going to be one specific bonus track per vinyl. Yeah.
Everyone is focused on the private jet conversation. We need to have a conversation about the fucking variants.
Oh, no. She's, and her own fans have dragged.
About, oh, they have?
Oh, yes.
Oh, so I'm not like alone on this?
No.
Okay, back me up.
There's
girls.
Definitely like a very reasonable discussion, I would say, being had about the variants and the bonus tracks on each vinyl.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, even, yeah, Ariana's got like 7 different covers.
And, yeah. And not to like, you know, use her as an example again, but like Glory, I have the original one and the deluxe one. Mm-hmm. And the deluxe one with the better cover has that pullout that has the entire new photo shoot in it.
Yeah.
There's not like 20 different ones.
Yeah.
I think that would be a good solution here is to put a book inside of all of them.
Yeah.
Because the super fans will still buy all 4.
Yeah.
Because they want the collection. They want the wall. Mm-hmm. Do that. But like for the girls who just want one and I still want to see all the photo shoots, mm-hmm. I'm just saying. Anyway,
oh, I get it.
Let me step down.
Well, to be an endless optimist, I will say.
Eternal.
Eternal optimist. Damn it. Endless summer optimist.
Literally.
I feel strongly that this is at least a good indication that people still, and we've always felt this way, want physical.
Yes.
We want tangible.
We do.
We don't just want to stream our faves. So at least there's a demand, clearly.
Yeah. But don't take advantage of that demand, right. Capitalists.
Yeah. Even the cassette.
I'll buy it, but I just want to buy one with the, you know, like the booklet.
Yeah.
Ugh.
That's like with the Girls Aloud release, I was so happy because I got like a million things in the bundle, but it's like the picture disc, the CD version, the sticker collection, like at least they're different things. And I would be happy to splurge on different things. It makes me mad to buy pretty much the same product 4 times. That would make me mad. Like at least I'll spend the big amount of money if you give me a whole prize package of things.
Right.
Yeah. But it's got to be different things.
And it's like an accessibility thing. Like so many people can't afford to go to concerts anymore. Like it's like, let's be real. It's too expensive. And then what's the incentive if I'm a super fan and I buy all 20 of Dead Pet Society photos variants?
Dead Pet Society.
Then do I like, and then I have to go spend $8,000 to sit in the nosebleeds?
Right.
Can we get like a discount? Like, can you show like, hi,
I'm a super fan.
I bought all 40 variants.
I know.
Can I get to the 200s?
I've seen Swifties also put that forward too, just to be like, there should be like, you know, a lottery based on the serial number inside, which they do in Japan. I know that. Like,
the tracking system.
The proof of purchase, and then you get entered into the lottery.
Proof of stream.
Proof of stream.
There's got to be something there that we can.
Yeah, there's a concept there.
Work out. We got to solve the variant problem. We got to solve the expensive ticketing. We got to solve the scalping.
The Meghan Trainor problem. Oh, that's.
Oh, well, I didn't want to bring that up. Also, we need to solve the phones.
Yeah.
There's a lot of problems that we can solve here to make a better experience.
There are.
We're on a mission.
We're just two people. We can't solve it all.
No. I'm on like a problem solving kick.
I'm more problem creating lately, but
like I, after getting back from Paris and I see all the differences between like New York and Paris, yeah. I'm like, I literally want to go run for like Secretary of Infrastructure now.
Do it. Just do it.
I'm walking through the park the other day. I took an edible and I'm like, if I could just go into the Sims build mode here and fix this and like add some more seating, add a new public restroom. This is Legends Only, everybody. what were we talking about?
Dua Lipa. Also,
clap if you care.
She's also doing Glastonbury with Coldplay, SZA, Shania Twain, I think is doing like, is she the legend slot? I'm not sure, but all I know is it's not Spice Girls, which...
I don't know if they have a legend slot this year.
Maybe they're not. Said okay.
Four headliners.
Or maybe they haven't announced yet or whatever. Or if it is her, that would be... I mean, Shania would also deserve. That would be like very iconic if she does that one. But I just haven't seen any Spice yet.
No.
And there's play in our faces.
Power of Four needs one variant more. Could you?
But if you sold the Spice vinyls with each girl's face, I would end up buying all five. Yeah.
No. I purchased the Royal Mail stamp collection. They're beautiful, but I bought the ones that had all five.
Yeah, no, I get it. Well, Glasto should be fun for the girls who go.
Who do you think is going to be the legend? I wonder if it'll be allowed. Girls allowed.
There was that rumor. I'm not sure about that. That was news to them, but I guess we don't know yet. We don't know yet.
Oh, well, speaking of concerts, before we get to the new music, your Sophie's Choice is LA Pride and Mighty Hoopla, isn't it?
Yeah, I've been faced with a terrible choosing of my own making. Basically, Kylie's headlining LA Pride, and then of course we have Hoopla, which we've discussed. I don't know what I'm going to do.
I have an answer to your Sophie's Choice that I think you should do.
Okay.
I think you should do Mighty Hoopla.
I know I've seen Kylie a million times.
Because I feel...
It's going to be the same set.
It's iconic.
Set.
It's going to be the same set as Vegas. No, I know.
I've thought that.
With no production because it's a festival.
Yep.
Which is fine. That. I'm not, you know, it's... You're there to shake your tits and be gay. Yeah. And I do feel like she's hinted that she's touring.
Right.
So you're going to want to go and you're going to want to get a very expensive seat, all 20 variants to that.
It's
so
true.
That's what I think you should do. I do.
I'm still leaning Hoopla. I still have to figure out.
And Luann.
Like, you're not really going to get that anywhere else.
I want to go to London for that.
Yeah.
I just need to figure that out.
I know. To be determined. But yeah, our faves are causing us a lot of stress this summer. Certainly our wallets.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no more emergency room visits for me if I'm going to keep going on these trips either. That bill was not cute.
Oh, yeah. How's the patch?
It's still there.
Brad posted his tits out on Instagram.
I think what I'm going to do is end up like trimming down everything to match, but it's just not grown out yet enough for
it. Make a pattern.
I could, you know, buy
eternal
optimism.
eternal sunshine and eternal optimism, right? That's confusing, but an endless vacation.
Wait a minute. Oh, we've been saying the wrong thing the whole time. It's
really?
Radical optimism.
Oh my God, did we really?
Wait, we need to put a little recorded thing in the middle of the duo part.
Disclaimer. Everybody. So we are about to embark on a conversation with the completely wrong album title for the next couple of minutes.
We've got Ariana on the brain and we're calling it Eternal Optimism and Endless Optimism. It's called Radical Optimism.
Whatever.
Radical Optimism.
Yeah.
Everyone, welcome to the future.
Radical, endless, eternal, optimistic.
Of the spotless mind.
Nostalgia.
Dead Pets Poet Society.
Rolls right off the tongue.
It really does. Anyway, where were we? Okay, back to the... Oh, my tits. Yeah, we'll figure that out in a little bit. It's still very much not matching yet, but I'll figure it out. Between that and the bill I just paid, I'm like, you know what? Take me out.
God, jump in the pool with the shark.
Yeah, exactly. I'm ready for that.
Wow.
We love healthcare in this country.
No, we don't.
And the fact that, yeah, they don't cover shit. Anyway.
I need to go back to the podiatrist. I can't afford it.
Well, anyway, this is not podiatry only.
No. Anyway, the girls came here for the new music of the week.
Yeah, there's some new music.
For the Eurovision listeners.
Yes, we finally have all, I want to say 37 is what comes to mind, Eurovision entries.
So when's the next elimination?
Well, it all starts, I believe, in May.
Oh, okay, so time.
Yeah, all the girls were just having their mini competitions to figure out their winners. All the winners have been chosen. Now we have the big competition coming in May.
Oh.
We're getting there. And your girl.
I'm so excited for her. Nuzza, representing her home country of Georgia.
Yes.
The American Idol audience was so cruel to her.
Mm.
They just don't get it. But
I can't imagine they get much besides a country singer-songwriter.
Yeah. She is out with Firefighter, her submission.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a break in it that I love. There's like a vroom, and then it like
dance
breaks.
Break.
Yeah.
She'll do it on stage.
I'm just rooting for her. I feel like she has it.
Yeah.
And I feel like this will be such a good kickoff.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited. There are some entries all around that I'm like, okay, this is going to be fun.
Even if she like makes it to the final and is like the queen of pop that gets no votes, but it's still fine. Like, it's just cool to perform at that finale, I think.
Right. No, for sure. And I also think we do have to mention very quickly, I forgot to put it on here, the superficial vault.
Just keeps unlocking.
We're just being blessed. More is More from Heidi Montag, Dave Audet remix, and extended.
Okay, was this from back then, or am I
can't
just lost in time?
It might have been because I remember it was a dance hit.
Right? Like, wasn't it out? And then, like, but streaming wasn't really around back then.
Right. It did come out in 2009. Dave Audet and Ralphie Rosario did remixes. I'm looking now for the remix promo CD.
Uh-huh.
And she did go to number 27 on the Dance Club Songs chart, which is difficult to get. Not everybody has that. And so it was her first song to chart. Well,
we love to see it.
We love to see it.
I'm glad that all of his remixes are finally up.
I know. It's very fun.
Yeah. Well, I do have an update for you because you've been pressuring me to slide in the DMs.
Yep.
Spencer Pratt and I, we follow.
Okay, great.
I'm sending a beat to Heidi.
Thank you.
I'm not playing it on here.
Yep.
I'll play it for you later to see if you like it.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds really good on the speakers with like the bass.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to tell you guys the title of it, but like it is very Heidi. It's very tits out. We'll see. So I am listening to the advice.
Good. Just get that little shove.
Let the girls know I'm listening.
Listening and learning.
And even if it's rejected, it's totally fine.
Yeah, you just got to keep it moving.
Yeah, I'll release it. I'll sing it.
Yeah. Exactly. You never know where these things land.
I sang I'm Coming Down the Chimney with Your Tits Out.
Baby One More Time, rejected by TLC. You just don't know.
Fact.
So.
I still can't believe, like, I was thinking about it the other day. I really can't believe that, like, I sang that song.
Vocalist.
Like, when I think about it, I'm like, I really can't believe I did that.
I know.
Like, it's just iconic, actually.
Continue to do it.
Should I put out 10 variants?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Sunset mix, extra festive version.
You should, actually.
Hmm.
Something fun, something for the summertime.
Oh. Also, we have the new Fortet album is out. It's called 3. If you're looking for a daytime, energetic, focus, cleaning the house, want to get something done, vibe, this is very it. It's
love
not
that.
Like, it's not sad, but it's not like oomph.
We it's love like daytime vibes.
Yeah, it's daytime vibes.
Nice. We'll add that to our Legend Only weekly playlist.
Yeah.
Where you can listen to the bops we're discussing.
Yes, you can find our playlist on Spotify and Apple Music. And if you are loving this podcast, if we make you chuckle every single week and you would like to support two homosexuals trying to bring love, light, and
oh, you're gay?
No.
Oh, okay. I was like, well, whichever homosexuals produce the pod anyway.
The rats at Drag Me to Joanne's. If you would like to support us, we have a Patreon over at patreon.com/legends
only.
After every main episode, there is an after show after the show where we keep talking. You can be a legend or you can be an icon. And if you are an icon, you can join our monthly live chats on Discord where we chat live for a couple hours with the girls. You can listen to the replays. There are dozens and dozens and dozens of bonus episodes over on Patreon.
Check it out.
You can also support by leaving us a 5-star review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. We very much appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
And now for the main event of the week, it is time to dip into a deeper well.
Oh, yes. We pack your bags. We are heading to Iceland. We are getting good back riddance to basics. We are avoiding the volcanic eruptions.
Oh, yeah. That did happen.
Yeah. That's fine. It's Mother Nature. She's lashing out at us, and deservedly so.
And they were ahead of their time. They were able to notify everyone that, you know, we should leave here. The earth is opening up.
Yeah. Well, Casey Musgraves was also there and was also unharmed in that process. And she's back with her album Deeper Well, the follow-up to 2021's Starcrossed, which followed the Grammy-sweeping Golden Hour in 2018. And yeah, we're here with a back-to-basics kind of sound. I would say 60s, 70s singer-songwriter vibes, Laurel Canyon, a little witchy Fleetwood Mac a little bit, the beginning with Cardinal, but ultimately just stripped, folky, calm, cool, collected, Saturn Return,
reflective
album.
Introspective, beautiful.
Like me.
Yeah.
She did warn us that this was for, when asked if the gays would be going out to this, she's like, this is for the gays who need to take a little breather. And she spilled. We need it. This is for the high anxiety community. This is for LGBTs with anxiety issues. Anyone who has been through a Saturn return or is going through it. Anyone who's into crystals and nature girlies, bird watchers.
I mean, the debut track.
Yes.
She gets it. It's called Cardinal.
Cardinal. She's looking to the sky for a sign from a cardinal. She's wondering if the cardinal's a sign. That's actually one of my favorite tracks.
I literally went to the park yesterday.
This is like a perfect thing.
And I'm
for
like,
you.
Bird friend too, where are you at?
Yep.
Cardinal. And I was shocked he flew to me because I've been kind of gatekeeping it because I get weird DMs from people.
Oh.
Who are like, you're going to start the next bird flu.
What?
That was one of the DMs I got. It was like, ew, you're going to start the next bird flu.
Yeah, people DM a lot of stuff.
And I'm like, what do you think I'm doing? Do you think I'm like petting a cardinal and then like licking my hand and spitting on everyone?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not giving everyone the fucking bird flu, first of all. Second of all, do your research. Cardinals can't carry the bird flu. So I was like, I'm gatekeeping this.
Yeah.
But anyway, I was listening to Cardinal. I went to the park and he flew to me.
That's so
which
beautiful.
Is rare because he's protecting his nest right now.
He heard it too. He's like, I want to hear this bop.
Literally. And I was like, oh, okay.
It's a but sign.
Now go back and protect your eggs from the piece of shit blue jays.
Blue jays and squirrels.
I don't know. The squirrels are, they're good.
Okay.
The blue jays are.
They're the problem. I see. Really, really, really enjoying this album. Gorgeous. I really think she's kind of come back to her sweet spot after maybe experimenting a little too much on Starcrossed or just being a little, not that that's a bad thing, but maybe.
No, you got to like shake things up.
Yeah.
I mean, like think about Miley. She had all those experimental moments.
But I just think there's a real clarity in this album. She sounds really at peace. I'm very envious of that. But
reminds
she also
me of Oh What a World vibes.
Ooh, yes.
Like she's back to that.
Oh, What a World is a perfect
energy. Yeah. And that song, oh my God, it's so good.
Very slow burn vibes as well.
Yes. To be like,
there's a lot of I don't chase, I attractisms in the album. It's very don't worry, at your own pace.
I love it.
Simple pleasures, talking about following the sun's patterns on the floor, simple dinners out with friends, and songs like Lonely Millionaire. Talk about fame and fortune and how empty that feels.
Know what that one reminds me of?
Mm?
Christina's Loving Me for Me.
Mm. Oh, good comparison.
I was like, what is, I'm like, this is reminding me of something. And then I'm like, oh, Stripped.
Yeah. Yeah. It just tells me that she's got a good head on her shoulders and that she's found what really matters to her. And I don't know, there's a lot of good Casey-isms in the album. She's very straightforward, but profound in a way, laying things out about life that are very like, yeah, oh yeah. Like, I forgot that nothing really matters. Love is all you need, Madonna. But it's like true. Like, she kind of takes you out of it and she's like observing nature. One of my favorite ones is Sway.
Oh, so good.
Sway is truly for the anxiety girls. I really relate to that one. She's like,
do you get the concept?
Mm-hmm. What would it be like if I could be like a palm tree swaying with life's adversity rather than trying to fight it?
Right, as the wind.
As a erect tree.
Like, you know that meme of the sunflower
mm-hmm.
blowing in the wind, screaming?
Yes.
That's what I think of.
Totally.
That sunflower was fighting for its life.
Yes.
But Casey is saying in Sway, she's like, just sway with the wind.
Yes.
Let it rock you, shake you, and just go with the flow.
I love the whole imagery of that song and just being like, maybe one day I'll be able to just roll with the punches. Relatable.
Yeah.
Moving Out, I thought it was a very pretty song about, you know, the inevitability of life moving on, and you're like looking at the memories in the empty apartment, and you're like, oh. It's very life moves on. Jade Green, very, I love the mystical vibes in that one.
Another standout for me.
Yeah. That's very crystal girly and feeling protected.
Guilty.
I
carry my tourmaline. I have my huge tourmaline there.
Yep.
I have obsidian and tourmaline. Maybe that's why I'm like blocking everything out.
Maybe.
But I don't know. Tourmaline. And she needs to write a song called Obsidian.
Ooh.
For the girls who need some protection.
I used to wear an obsidian ring all the time.
Ugh.
And then it cracked, and I felt like that was an omen, too.
Well, it protected you from something.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what happens to tourmaline. It shatters as things happen.
I definitely loved... Yeah, she's kind of gone out into nature. The vibe of the album is very much like she's noticing... I like the imagery also in Heart of the Woods, where it's very like there's a conversation happening in the roots and it's coming out through the leaves. I don't know. It gets very, you know, it could be very edibled. I think it's...
I thought that too, but then she sings in Deeper Well about like how she used to wake and bake, but she doesn't do that anymore. But I'm like,
maybe you didn't
wake and bake, but you edibled and sunset vibed. You know what I'm saying?
I think she doesn't numb anymore, which is really an important distinction. I think she probably partakes without rolling over every morning and immediately numbing.
Right.
Probably the difference.
That's true.
Yeah.
Like an intentional edibles.
Yes. Because she seems really...
Instead of like, oh, wow.
She seems really clear and present. So despite very edibled imagery, I do think it's not in a way of like numbing certain things.
Right.
Yeah. And she actually just once again went through a breakup, actually. She confirmed it in a recent interview, but they were together about 2 or 3 years. And then... You know, Golden Hour, there was a divorce after that. So, but you don't really get the sense. There's giver and taker, where it sort of implies that she's a little paranoid about how much she puts into the relationship. And then there's Too Good to Be True, where she's a little like, I'm worried about being too vulnerable and having that taken advantage of. But definitely nothing too cutting or like divorce albumy or breakup.
No.
But always interesting to hear what's actually going on in their personal lives. She did this in New York with her constant collaborators that she always works with on these albums. And yeah, I like that she's incorporated like sort of mystical vibes in the album, but it's still very singer guitar stripped.
Yeah.
And it's really not my norm, but I don't know how I would say. Like,
this one might be the one that I don't like. And then the more it kept going, and then like the run towards the end when it gets
ooh,
to like
Heaven Is and
Jade Green, The Architect, Lonely Millionaire, as the album, like that run at the end, I was like, oh, bitch.
The Architect, I forgot. That's like the message.
To me, that's the standout.
That's the standout
track. Cause I also love how she's kind of like, I feel like through this album, it's coming from a very grounded place, but it's not toxic positive of like preachy. Like, I feel like a lot of
radical optimism.
Yes. Or like sometimes people will be like, how do I say this? I'm spiritual, but I don't believe in like preaching my shit to other people or like telling them, well, maybe if you listen to, you know, whatever you want to call it, whether it's like source, God,
yeah,
the universe, like everyone has a different name for it. I have a different name for it. I'm not like forcing it onto other people. Mm-hmm. I feel like with this song, by calling it the architect, it's like she's not forcing anything onto anyone. She's just making a metaphor of like whatever the thing is.
Yeah.
That's building everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's asking a lot of like what all of people throughout society have asked the big questions about life and
hey,
who's responsible for this? What was I made for? And it alternates in the song. Sometimes she's like the highest highs and the lowest lows thing. She's like, is this as good as it gets? But also like, who was responsible for making me go really high and then crash and burn? Like, I don't know. I think it's really thoughtful. It's kind of like Joan Osborne, One of Us, What If God Was One of Us kind of vibes too, of like just thinking about higher power stuff, but also
higher love.
Higher love. No. Yeah. I love this song though. So basically, I approve. And again, yeah, I was starting to say like, I liked Mandy Moore's sort of folk forays lately. I've liked Leighton Meester's Heartstrings album. Like there are times when my pop girl kind of go this route that I really like the folk vibes or the country vibes. And this is definitely one of them. I just accept it from her for whatever reason. I'm just like into, not, she was always this way, I mean, but like this is, I can get into this basically. Yeah.
Cause she's also like the same age as us.
She definitely feels like she relays a lot of thoughts that I've had at those moments.
Yeah.
And she's also really funny outside of all of this, which is interesting because I find this album very earnest, but then you watch her interviews and she's deeply sarcastic and funny and like with it, with like funny references. So you're like, it's very intimate in a way that it's like, oh, that's really her like vulnerable thoughts. But then you watch her and she's cutting up and cracking up in like interviews. And yeah, it's cool. I like that. I like Miss Musgraves. I do. I think she'd be a fun hang. I think she's like a cool friend.
Same. I'm like, I want to take an edible.
Yeah.
And I want Kacey Musgraves. Let's go listen to Cardinal.
Yeah.
I can show you Bird Friend.
Walk around. Yeah. It just seems like chill vibes. And it looks like Kyle Richards sometimes.
Oh, okay.
Maybe that's why we could digest it. It's like Kyle Richards singing Cardinal.
I was really edible the other night. And Kesha posted the photo with Kyle Richards.
Oh,
I thought it was Kacey Musgraves.
Yes.
I was
there, like, are some times where it's like, oh my gosh.
Serving. Like,
yeah.
I was like, I was collab like, oh my God, wow, queens. I love the new hair. Like, I love the wave. And then I'm like, oh my God, that's Kyle Richards.
Yeah. Kacey Musgraves didn't open up enough this season, but she clapped back at the reunion.
Like, they're literally twins.
Yeah, for sure. That's so funny.
The video from them. Not Morgan Wallen.
Oh, Morgan Wade.
Yeah, where Kyle Richards is in the cowboy hat.
Yes.
I saw, like, Stan Twitter was something, like, posting about, yeah.
Yeah.
I love Kyle Richards, too. I think she's really, is she, like, full lesbian yet?
I don't know if that she's said as much, but.
Oh.
We'll see. Next season.
There was drama with that, too.
Oh, yeah.
With the Hiltons and Mauricio. Did you see all that going down?
Yes.
Like, I was like, oh.
Netflix is kind of using Mauricio to, like, prod the Hiltons and the Bravo community a little
bit. Yeah. I was like, wait, what is going on here?
Yeah.
Also, did you see Erica Jane dropping the F slur?
Oh, I'm going to get so much mileage out of that clip.
Oh, my God.
DJ's an old.
Let's talk about the F word.
What's so funny about it is that's what she came after Kathy Hilton for.
Yes.
Her and Lisa Rinna were like, Kathy Hilton called someone the F slur, and then she at the reunion.
It was
that
like a
old
flashback.
DJ's up. Just I was like, oh my God.
It's soundbite worthy if it's bleeped because it's so fucking funny.
Yeah, I think they put it uncensored on sponsored Peacock.
Yeah, that's why everyone found it and they're like, oh.
Finally, I can't wait for Jersey to be uncensored because that's really when it's like funny.
It's gonna be incredible.
Ugh, wow.
Wow. Well.
Good job, Kyle Richards. We love Deeper Well.
We love Deeper Well.
I really do love it.
Yeah, I'm very into it. And I'm also really, like, we're
nothing
two for two.
Nothing to be scared of.
Ugh, nothing like, to be scared of is a perfect final note.
I know. We are two for two.
Yes. Ariani and Kacey. Next week is somebody. I'm forgetting now.
Tyla's next week.
Oh, my God.
Which, produced by Alex Lustig. He's like on.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, oh my God. He's done like a lot of really good stuff.
Yes. cannot wait for Tyla. Then
yeah,
Beyonce.
Tyla's next week, then Beyonce.
We got
then
more.
Dead Pet Society. Then who's after that? Easter. Mm-hmm. Like the holiday.
Well, the Easter Bunny could drop something.
Yeah. Too hot for. Oh my God.
Oh, speaking of, yeah, and it'll be out any moment. The Addison Rae remix of Von Dutch.
Yeah.
Has been teased. I
don't know about that one, but
we've already got like a minute of it on TikTok. I guess the vinyl's out already of Von Dutch, or somebody acquired it anyway.
Yeah.
It's fun.
It's fine. More public recognition is never bad.
Right.
But then we need to drop the features and let Addison do her own thing.
We do. I do feel like it's imminent now.
We'll yeah.
Get the remix out and then her own thing.
Oh, she did the, I think I screenshot it. Did you see her Mount Rushmore Instagram story?
Oh, yes.
Okay, so Addison Rae posted, where is
her
it?
Her faves in a photoshopped photo. It was
Rihanna, Gaga, Britney, and Madonna. Mm-hmm. And she said, my Mount Rushmore.
Pretty legendary, if you ask me.
She gets it. But anyway,
well, we've got our major releases incoming and we've got more to discuss on the after show.
Yes. Stan Wars and Royal.
Missing Royals.
Ooh. And that is available at patreon.com/legendsonly. But until next week,
we will
see you
soon.
Make me wet. I can't wait for Tyla.
Yes.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.